We're learning the laws of Birchas Hamazon, when a person is allowed to partake in a zimun. And we were discussing yesterday that it's necessary to be really connected, some capacity, one to the other. We mentioned the words of the Mishnah Brura that one should be ochlin al shulchan echad, eating preferably all at the same table. We mentioned that there are exceptions to this, such as at a wedding, in which even though you're at different tables, but you're really all together as one, that would still constitute as being as though you're shulchan echad, and therefore zimun is, can be said, people at different tables. Now the Mechaber tells us what happens if you are riding. You're riding, at least in the days that he was discussing it, an animal. Let's say you have 10 people that are riding horses, and they're pretty close to each other, and they decide to eat. Now, even though everyone is eating from their own meal, and even if they didn't actually get down from their animals, they're still on their animals, mitstarfen. They can still be considered together as one, kivan she'omdu b'makom echad. Specifically, the situation where they stopped riding. So they are all together, and they're sitting down. Happens to be they're not sitting in a chair, they're sitting on an animal. And in that situation, they can partake in a zimun. But if they decide to multitask and eat lunch on the go while they're riding this animal, then they cannot partake in a zimun. And the reason is, as we said, because the fact that they're in movement, they're really disconnected from one another, and therefore a zimun is not recited. It's not done. So the Mishnah Brura tells us, so this is all talking about you're riding the animal. What happens if you are in a wagon? And as you can imagine, when we can discuss more practical things which we encounter on a daily basis. But Yoshin Ba'gol, the Mishnah Brura gives the example that you are sitting in a wagon. So the question is, if you have a few people sitting in a wagon, is that considered a little bit better than the animals? They're all eating together. But in this situation, the wagon is moving. So certainly, in the event that the wagon is not moving, it's stopped, so then one can certainly say that they can partake in a zimun, because it should be no different, or it should be no worse, than if they're sitting on an animal itself. So what happens if, not that that it's standing still, but actually the wagon is in movement, motion. So on this, it's brought down in the Magen Avraham that he is unsure whether or not a zimun should be done. And therefore, because of that, the Chai Adam says that because we have this suffix in the case of sitting in a moving wagon, it depends. If there's shlosha, so if there's three people, since we're in doubt, yizam. So you can have a zimun. However, let's say that there's 10. Once you have 10, of course, we say Hashem's name in the zimun. But because there's a case of suffix over here, we're not so sure, we will tell you not to say it because of the concern of Haskaras Hashem of Atala, saying Hashem's name vain. However, he concludes that certainly these 10 people doesn't mean that they shouldn't partake in the zimun at all, because at least they can say, have a mezumen. However, they should not say Hashem's name. So that's what is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, discussing again specifically riding animals. The Mishnah Brura discusses the situation of sitting in a wagon that is in motion. Certainly everyone agrees, and there'll be no doubt whatsoever, as we mentioned, that in the event that that wagon is not moving, that they are allowed to partake and have a zimun together. The question is, how about in other situations? So the Magen Avraham discusses the situation of being in a boat, maybe a yacht. So he says that even though when it comes to being in a wagon, as we saw in the Mishnah Brura, if it's in motion, one is in doubt, and therefore if you have 10 people, you should not say Hashem's name with a zimun. However, if you were sitting in a boat, and I guess, a nice yacht also, in that situation, it's not a question. Even if it is moving, then certainly one is allowed to partake in a zimun, of course, assuming that they're all together. And you could even say Hashem's name if there would be 10 people. And the reason for this distinction between a boat and a wagon is twofold. The Achronim bring down that, first of all, when it comes to a wagon, because it is physically so much smaller than a spacious boat, for this reason, you're not really sitting with comfort, and you're not really considered to be in a set place or eating a set meal. According to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says it's based on the motion. I guess it was more motion sickness when it comes to the possibility of being in a wagon for a long time, which constantly shakes. However, if a person is in a boat, which is more, presumably a larger one, not going to get seasick, in that situation, it's more derech kvius because it's a smoother ride. Now, this is all, again, discussing the situation that they're all together. Now, that's the halacha when it comes to being in a wagon. We discussed on an animal, we discussed on a boat. How about when it comes to being on an airplane? What about when it comes to being on a train? So halacha has to deal with this question as well. If you are together on an airplane and you're eating a meal, and again, it has to be not that you're just eating a meal, but you're together in some capacity, is that considered to be, and of course it's moving, you hope it's moving, so in that situation, do we compare it to the wagon, like you're sitting in a wagon, and therefore in that situation we're not sure if you're part of a zimun, or do we say it could be more comparable to a boat? So the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that in that situation, because similar to a spacious boat, we consider this also when it comes to a train as well as an airplane. That in there's 3 people, there's 10, they're allowed to say a zimun with Hashem's name, and it's not an issue whatsoever. And he concludes discussing the situation of an autobus or a bus. What happens if you have 10 people on a Greyhound bus? So is that considered to be, again, comparable to the train or the plane or the boat? Or is it more comparable to the wagon? So he says, L'chora, apparently, harizeh b'chlal histakus shel hamagin avram. He feels that it's more likely to compare a smaller bus to the wagon. And therefore, in this situation, you should not say Hashem's name in the event that you have 10 people. However, in conclusion, he tells us that we should not lose sight that this is only specifically talking about a situation where it is in motion. However, if it stops, then certainly there's no issue anymore of having a zimun, similar to the case of the people riding animals. And therefore he says, "Bamuvchar, the best thing to do, k'shehem asara b'yoseh, if you have 10 people, b'tchilas achilasim obasofa, at some point of your meal, the beginning or the end, that you should stop. And you should stop, you should eat some bread while you're stopping. U'vazel u'kuli alma mitstarfen l'zimun b'askars Hashem, u'kedibri ha'prima gadim." That at that point, since you did stop, at least for that time, therefore that, according to all opinions, one is allowed to, even when there's 10 people, to say Hashem's name, that would not be an issue.